Linda Pills grew up in the center of the universe, New York City. Or so she thought, until she made her home in Wisconsin.
I rise early. It's quiet in the cabin. But outside, the morning bird chatter has already begun. I open the blinds to get my first view of High Lake. The mist is rising, and the sun is still hidden by the towering trees of the Northern Highlands American Legion State Forest. Early morning is a time of wonder, of stillness, and of intense gratitude for this small bit of Wisconsin that I have come to know so well. But it wasn't always like this. Growing up in the city, as all egocentric New Yorkers call that place, forests and lakes were faraway places to be feared. I had overcome these fears, albeit slowly, starting on our camping honeymoon in Acadia National Park and the provincial parks across Canada on our journey west to our home in Madison, Wisconsin. It was years later, when I was traveling to train teachers all over the country, that my friend Barb called and invited me to her cabin outside of Boulder Junction for the weekend. It was Thursday night. I had just flown into Madison and would be leaving again on Sunday. "I'm really tired," I explained. "Come on," pleaded Barb. I was tired, but I hadn't spent time with these dear friends in over a month. "Okay, I'll go." Barb's car was loaded with bags of food, coolers of food, and endless duffels of gear as we started off a bit later than planned. I paid little attention to the music or chatter in the front seat, nodding off as we drove long into the night. I woke up as we slowed down to make a sharp right turn onto Highway B, heading out of Boulder Junction. The road ahead was straight, the full moon had risen high in the dark sky, and the silhouettes of the trees bent together, forming an archway over the narrow road, the moonlight cascading down through the boughs. It was as if we had entered a cathedral, a holy place, an ethereal canopy of wonder. I could only stare in rapture at the beauty before me. We had traveled all around the state. What made this moment so very different? Had I been too busy to notice this beauty before? Or was it, as Rachel Carson wrote, the sudden rediscovering of the joy, excitement, and mystery of the world we live in? I had been living, not in the moment, not in joy, but driven by the many calendars that swirled around me, waiting to be checked off and filled out. 10 years have passed since that moment. We now own Barb's perfect little cabin. Our friends purchased a different one just down the shore. I still feel the wonder I felt on that first night. I'm in a sacred place. My spirit is refreshed, and I say a prayer to the heavens. I'm so thankful to be here. My mom always told me that I was born in Jamaica Hospital, in Queens, but I know better. I was switched at birth. My real home was, and always will be, a little cabin on the shore of High Lake in the North Woods of Wisconsin.
Linda Pills is a retired teacher and former co-director of the Wisconsin Writing Project. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.